Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise God that you were able to join me for the broadcast today as we begin a message on our beloved. And what I would like to do with the Lord's help, we'll be looking at a chapter in the book of the Song of Solomon, the fifth chapter. In fact, I would like to start reading, I'm going to read at verse 2, because this is the voice of the bride. And as we share these few verses, we want to understand, how does this apply to our lives? What is the Lord speaking to us through this passage of Scripture? But before we do that, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you, Lord, for every listener. And Father, I thank you for the precious Holy Spirit who was poured out on the day of Pentecost. And Lord, that you have given this tremendous gift, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, to instruct us in all things. Lord, everything that we need to live a godly life. And Father, we thank you that you will be with us during this time. And by your Spirit of revelation, you would unfold the Scriptures to our hearts. Lord, make them applicable to every listener. And Father, I pray for those who are in need as they listen today. Lord, those that need healing in their bodies, healing in their soul, those that have been oppressed and confused and conflicted with the work of the enemy. Father, I thank you that as we agree, you've given us power over all power of the enemy. As we are submitted to you and resist the enemy, he will flee from before us. So, Father, in the mighty, majestic name of our Lord and Savior Jesus, I come against the works of darkness, and I release, Father, victory and anointing and breakthrough and provision to your beloved in Jesus' wonderful name. And thank you for being with us and just encouraging our hearts. Holy Spirit, we release your wonderful ministry, the comforting work of the Holy Spirit, to impart peace and joy and hope and faith and strength in the name of the Lord. We thank you for it, Lord. Amen and amen. All right, well, let's start sharing the Song of Solomon, chapter 5, and I'm going to start reading at verse 2. This is the bride speaking. I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled. For my head is filled with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. She responds by saying, I've put off my coat. How shall I put it on? I have washed my feet. How shall I defile them? My beloved put in his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels were moved for him. I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dropped with myrrh, and my fingers with sweet-smelling myrrh upon the handles of the lock. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. My soul failed when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. And I believe that many in the bride of Christ, the body of Christ, might find themselves in that situation, that this beloved, this bride, this spouse to the king, the things that were going on in her heart, I think we can, to some measure, relate to the things she was experiencing. Now, in verse 8, she goes on and speaks to the daughters of Jerusalem. And she said, if ye find my beloved, that ye tell him that I am sick of love. What can we understand thus far? Well, the daughters of Jerusalem, they are their believers. They believe and they understand that there is a godly and a holy divine bridegroom, but they are basically nominal professors in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this passage of Scripture is addressing the condition of the bride. She said she's asleep, but her heart or her spirit is awake. And that's true of many of God's people today. I believe because of the evil times in which we're living, there's just such a release of demonic activity on the earth. It's the technical, fast-paced age in which we're living, just in the natural, not even to mention the spiritual warfare that is occurring, that there is a sense of, I believe, after a while, people just retreat from overstimulation. The word says there will be an increase of knowledge. Men will run to and fro, and there is such a sense of confusion and haste and stress in this modern age found in the world that it's possible that we also can be influenced by it, but that's not God's will for us. And so as a result, sometimes as a protective mechanism, we kind of just fall asleep to spiritual realities. We're doing everything we can just to keep our head above water, just to function, just to carry on day by day, to do the normal responsibilities and the things that pertain to our life. She was asleep, but her spirit was not asleep. Our spirit always would do the things that please our God. It's our flesh that is weak. And so when the Spirit of the Lord was calling, when her beloved was calling to her, I believe the Spirit of the Lord is speaking today. There's a sound, there's a call going out from the very portals of heaven to whomsoever will, those that have ears to hear. And he's calling us not only to do what we can, not only to work hard as unto the Lord, not only to occupy until he comes, but he is doing a work of cleansing, of sanctification, of purifying his bride. Just as in ancient times when the pagan monarchs had harems, there would be a time that was spent for a woman who was being prepared for the harem. She would be given the very best of treatment, beauty treatments, all kinds of things to prepare her to be in the presence of the king. And so the Holy Spirit is doing that for the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, in this hour, that we can be utterly beautiful for the Lord, without spot, without stain, without wrinkle. He stands at the door and knocks. That's what it says in Revelation. If any man will open to him, he will come in and sup with him. That it speaks of intimate fellowship, beloved. That's what the Lord has for us. And so the Lord was speaking to her. But as we know, sometimes there is a timing of the Lord, and she didn't respond. She was concerned that she'd already gotten comfortable. She was in bed. She'd washed her feet, taken off her outer clothes, and how should she get up again? And many times, beloved, it comes down to us being willing to take up our cross and follow the Lord, to be in surrender and submission to God, because if we will truly do that, it will mean a crucifixion of the flesh, our flesh nature. But we will find, as we seek the Lord and do those things that please him, there are joys beyond measure, joys that we can't even begin to contemplate as we just hang on desperately to those comfort zones, those things that we so derive security in, and comfort and pleasure. And so the Lord is calling us to get up, to awake from sleep. But when she finally did, because the Holy Spirit never lets us go, she couldn't find him. And some of you listening right now, you might feel that you're calling to the Lord and you can't find him. He's not answering. And so what happens? We see here that basically the bride is in a lukewarm condition. She's backslid, if you will. If we look at the book of Revelation, the Lord had words of rebuke to his people. To the church of Laodicea, he said, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. They were increased with goods. They felt they had need of nothing. And you don't know that you're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. And beloved, especially in this nation, we have been blessed with an abundance, not only of material blessings, but spiritual blessings. Many radio and television broadcasts, Christian bookstores, and Christian literature that's readily available. The word of the Lord has been able to proceed unhindered in this nation. And because we've given so much, been given so much, we think we've arrived in a sense that we have it all. We really don't need anything because we have, we've got revelation, we've got understanding. And the Lord is saying, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire that thou mayest be rich and be clothed with white raiment that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And so the Lord is speaking to us today to just shake off our backslid, lukewarm ways and be restored to him. This is God's work to us. And so, well, I see my time is flying by and we're just getting into this chapter in the Song of Solomon. But we really want to now, as we look at tomorrow, we want to really focus on the remainder of that chapter. We want to focus on Jesus, how wonderful and how beautiful he is, because it's that passion for the Lord Jesus Christ that's going to enable us, you and I, to be strong in this hour. Well, thank you for joining me. It's been a joy and a privilege to be able to come into your homes, your automobiles, to share this time with you. And if you are going through a difficult time right now, you may be struggling, there may be battles, please know there is tremendous power in agreeing prayer. The announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write. Your request will be between me and you and the Lord, and God will do a work. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.